Good morning, everyone. Good morning. Welcome to our August all-age service. First of all, notices. Ian's going to come up and give us some notices.
Hello.
Hello.
Two notices for you this morning. The first one is that coffee will be brought out to you again this morning after trying it last week. If you like that, please let us know so we can see whether we can do it more regularly. And the second notice is just a reminder of what I said last week, and that is in 2 weeks' time, so 2 weeks today, the 30th of August, we won't be here in the school. We will be at Oasis, and that's because a lot of people are away, so we thought we'd have a kind of sharing service in a more cosy setting in Oasis. So that's 2 weeks' time, and we'll give you another reminder next week as well. Thanks, Dave.
Thank you. So this morning we're going to be looking at God's love and salvation are available to everyone. So let's open in prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for today. Thank you that we, people of all ages, can come together in this place to worship you. We pray that you would open our minds and hearts to hear and understand what you want to say to us today. And we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Now we're going to sing our first song. So if you want to stand, or if you're able to stand, please do so. And the song is "Your Love is Amazing, Steady and Unchanging." Now, I've already welcomed everybody, but let's do that again. I'll welcome you and turn to the people next to you and welcome them. Say welcome to everybody. You can wave if you want. Welcome. Welcome. All right, stop now. I think we're quite a welcoming church. We do it quite well. Let's have a look at some people and see if we would welcome them into this church. Could I have the first person? Mary Berry. Of course we'd welcome Mary Berry. She's lovely. Next one, please. Martin Clunes. Yeah, he's all right, isn't he? He's like a bloke Mary Berry in some ways, isn't he? Without the cooking. Next one, please. Oh. Wouldn't we welcome Donald Trump? No? How about this next one? Oh. Would we welcome Nigel Farage? Some yeses, some noes. Next one. Oh, Count Binface. He got 9,000 votes in that election to 22,000 that Farage got. Count Binface. The next one. Taylor Swift. Would we welcome Taylor Swift? No. Oh, I thought she was a dead cert. Next one. Captain Jack Sparrow. There was a lot of yeses from the ladies there. He is a pirate, you know. He is a bad pirate. Right. The next one, please. A Wicked Witch of the West. No? Okay. The next one. Prince William and his family. Yes? Okay. Now let's have a look at the next one. Oh. Harry and Meghan. Yes. Oh, that's a lot more yeses than I thought we'd get for those. These are just different celebrities I've picked, but I could have picked different groups of people or people who've done things that we don't like or people with whom we disagree. And maybe that would have made us stop and think, do we want to welcome people like that? But what we're going to look at today is the fact that God welcomes everyone. Absolutely everyone, no matter who they are or what they've done or what they haven't done. Now, can I have the next slide? We're going to do a reading together, and I thought I'd do it in two different colours, yellow and blue, and you could read the blue bits and I'd read the yellow bits, but you can't read the blue bits, can you? So pick the wrong colour. So you're going to have to read the yellow bits and I'll read the blue bits, but it's further compounded because on my piece of paper here, my bits are in bold. So I don't know what's going to happen, but we'll try this. I'll read it off here. That'll work. Yeah. So if you can start, you start. Off you go. Be pleased and smile. And all nations will see your power to save us. Let the nations celebrate with joyful songs. Our God has blessed the earth with a wonderful harvest. Amen. That's Psalm 67, verses 1 to 7. That reading, it doesn't just talk about certain groups of people or people who've done special things. It talks about everyone on earth and all nations. And in our main reading today, which we'll do later, we're going to see just that in operation when Jesus encounters a Canaanite woman. So we're going to sing again. So stand if you're able and want to. And the song this time is, I Stand Amazed in the Presence of Jesus the Nazarene. Lights.
The presence of Jesus the Nazarene.
Slide, please. Oh, thanks. Feisty women, that's not a search you want to do on the internet, I tell you. As we shall see in a moment, the Canaanite woman who Jesus encounters really stands up for herself, showing a lot of courage from a position of apparent weakness, which is called being feisty. So I'm going to show you some pictures of feisty women, and you have to tell me who they are. So can we have the first one, Mark? Oh, Princess Leia. Sorry about the bike. This is what happens when you're trying to get copyright-free pictures. You can't just use pictures from the film. You have to use copyright-free. That's one that somebody took with a bike on it. So, Princess Leia. Next one. Wonder Woman. Well done. The next one. Ooh. No? Not even a guess? No. Sorry? No. Good try. It's Emmeline Pankhurst. Political activist, organised the British suffragette movement. Let's try an easier one, shall we? Next one. Ooh. It's Lara Croft from the original Tomb Raider game in 1996. The next one, please. Come on, she's got a gun. Annie Oakley, yes. She was an exhibition shooter, and one of the tricks that she used to do was shoot a cigar out of her husband's mouth. With a shotgun. Well, a rifle, not a shotgun. The next one, please. Who's that? Ray, it's Ray from Star Wars. That's actually her Madame Tussauds model. The next one, please. It is all age services, it's not just for kids.
Is this the lady who sat down on the bus?
Yes, or didn't stand up. It's Rosa Parks. She refused to give up her seat on the bus and helped start the equal rights movement. And the last one, please. Come on. It is, yes. Sigourney Weaver. It's Ripley from the Alien films. So, I'm going to do the reading now. If we could have that, Mark. It should be the next slide. Is it not? this reading is Matthew 15, verses 21 to 28, and it's entitled The Faith of a Canaanite Woman. Here we go. Leaving that place, Jesus withdrew to the region of Tyre and Sidon. A Canaanite woman from that vicinity came to him, crying out, "Lord, Son of David, have mercy on me. My daughter is demon-possessed and suffering terribly." Jesus did not answer a word. So his disciples came to him and urged him, "Send her away, for she keeps crying out after us." He answered, "I was sent only to the lost sheep of Israel." The woman came and knelt before him. "Lord, help me," she said. He replied, "It is not right to take the children's bread and toss it to the dogs." "Yes, it is, Lord," she said. "Even the dogs eat the crumbs that fall from their master's table." Then Jesus said to her, "Woman, you have great faith. Your request is granted." And her daughter was healed at that moment. And may the Lord bless his public reading of that word. And we're going to sing again. And we're going to take the collection in the second song. So we're going to sing Blessed Assurance. And then we're going to sing Jesus' Love is Very Wonderful, new version. we'll just pray for the collection. Heavenly Father, we thank you for all of the gifts and the blessings that you give to us. And we lift these offerings that come from you back to you now. We pray that they will be used wisely, both in the work of this church and in the lives of those who will benefit from them. For we ask in Jesus' name, amen. Please be seated. I'm just going to have a time of prayer now. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we come before you and acknowledge that you are the Almighty God of all. We ask your forgiveness for the things we've done that we shouldn't have and for the things that we should have done but didn't. Looking at the world, we pray for wisdom in world leaders and decision makers, that they would strive for justice and compassion rather than war and greed. We bring our country and its leaders before you and pray for unity and against division in the decisions they have to make. Give them the wisdom to defend the vulnerable and those without voices. Help them to make wise decisions with the resources they have. We pray for this church here in Sandbach, that you would be in all the activities we do, the BAP, TOTS, Messy Church, Energize, the prayer meetings and the study groups, so that we can bring glory to your name in Sandbach. And we pray for Nevin Decamp running at the moment, that they will have a tremendous experience of your presence. We pray for the buildings that we meet in, pray against difficulties like the purchase of Oasis. And we pray for our leadership and the decisions that they have to make to bring our church forward with your vision. And in a moment of silence, we bring to you those within our church family and our wider families who are struggling and suffering, going through hard times. Let them know your loving arms around them. And we ask these things in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Could I have the next slide, please, Mark? I'm going to be talking about in crowds and out crowds. But first of all, I want Ian to come up. I'm running him ragged today. I want him to come up and introduce the children's activity.
Okay, so in a moment, Dave's going to be talking about the fact that God's love is for everybody. So, children, we've got a special activity for you at the back on the table, and quite a lot for you to do. So, hope you can crack on with it, and then perhaps we can have a look afterwards and see what you've been doing. Okay, so it's just at the back there.
There was a song written in 1964 by Billy Page and performed by somebody called Dobie Gray called The In Crowd. And it starts, I'm not singing it, I'm just going to say it. Okay. I'm in with the in crowd. I go where the in crowd goes. Generally, we like to be with the in crowd. We like to be in the popular group. In social media, there's a term trending, or in fashion or other types of sales, we have things that are on trend. And that means that lots of people are looking at these things, with the implication that if you're not looking at them too, well, then you're with the out crowd. And nobody wants to be in the out crowd. We see that some countries are in and some countries are out. Could I have the next slide, please? You probably won't be able to see the detail on this, but this is a list of top holiday destinations for the Brits in 2025. Top of the list is Spain. Second in the list, I thought quite surprisingly, is the UK. seventh in the list is the USA, and last on the list is Japan. Those are the in countries. Not appearing on that list are North Korea, Lebanon, Afghanistan, Myanmar, Colombia, El Salvador, places where there are dictatorships or wars or natural disasters going on. They're the out countries. The next slide, please. I'm aware that there are people in this church who are supporters of Chelsea Football Club. I'm also aware that there are persons in this church who support Arsenal Football Club. Both are London clubs, but Chelsea fans think that they are the in crowd and the Arsenal fans are the out crowd, yet Arsenal fans think that they're the in crowd and the Chelsea fans are the out crowd. Complicated football. Can I have the next slide, please? Even in this church, even in the sound team, there is an in crowd. So if you're not in the Sunday smileys like me, Sophelia and Eleanor, then you're in the out crowd. In some places or circumstances, you might feel like you're in the in crowd, and sometimes you might feel that you're in the out crowd. So have the next slide, please, Mark. In earlier times, God chose one nation, one group of people to be his in crowd. They were the Israelites. This is them here, gathering manna in the wilderness. And God wanted them to be his light and show his way to all nations. In Isaiah 42, verse 6, we read, I, the Lord, have called you in righteousness. I will take hold of your hand. I will keep you and will make you be a covenant for the people and a light for the Gentiles. So even though God's people were privileged, the invitation was always there for outsiders. For example, King David's great-grandmother was called Ruth. And there's a book about her in the Old Testament called Ruth. She came from Moab and was therefore considered to be an outsider, but from her came the line of King David, and from him, the line that led to Jesus. Next slide, please. Sadly, the Israelites focused so much on being the in crowd that they shut out everyone else. This was not what God had required. Although all through their history, God kept reminding the Israelites of their role, as we saw in our reading in Psalm 67. God also reminded them through the prophets. In Isaiah 56, verses 6 and 7, we read, and foreigners who bind themselves to the Lord to minister him, to love the name of the Lord, and to be his servants, all who keep the Sabbath without desecrating it, and who hold fast to my covenant, these I will bring to my holy mountain, and give them joy in my house of prayer. Their burnt offerings and sacrifices will be accepted on my altar. For my house will be called a house of prayer for all nations. Next slide, please, Mark. So, if we go back to our reading, Jesus retires with his disciples to a region of Tyre and Sidon. At this time, this was quite a dodgy area and predominantly Gentile. But even here, people seem to have heard about Jesus and what he can do. And one of them is this woman from Cana. Now, in Deuteronomy chapter 20, verses 16 to 18, we read this. However, in the cities of the nations that the Lord your God is giving you as an inheritance, do not leave alive anything that breathes. Completely destroy them. The Hittites, Amorites, Canaanites, Perizzites, Hivites, and Jebusites, as the Lord your God has commanded you. Otherwise, they will teach you to follow all the detestable things they do in worshipping their gods, and you will sin against the Lord your God. The Canaanites were among the six peoples who God ordered to be completely destroyed by the Israelites before they could move into the land that God was giving to them. So this woman was sort of doubly offensive. She's a Gentile, plus she's of the people who God wanted wiped out. But she's heard of Jesus. And she's heard what he can do, and she has faith that he can heal her daughter. And she says to him, Lord, my daughter is suffering terribly. Please have mercy on me. And Jesus, Son of God, compassionate one, healer, says nothing. Have you ever been accosted by somebody begging for a bus fare or a train fare to take them to see a friend or a family member, and you know that they probably won't spend that money that you might give them on a bus fare or a train fare to see a family member? You think they might just want to spend it on vapes or booze or drugs, and you feel uncomfortable and you wish they'd go away. Well, at least that's how I felt when it's happened to me. So discuss. Now, I'm not sure if Jesus felt like that when this woman approached him, but it certainly seems like that's how his disciples felt. They urged Jesus to send her away, to get rid of her. And she's crying out and might attract the wrong kind of attention. And then Jesus says something that seems incredibly cold. He says to this woman, "I was sent only to the lost sheep of Israel." He's saying, "I'm not here for you or your daughter. You're not the people I've come to help." And when she drops to her knees and begs for help, he says, "It is not right to take the children's bread and toss it to the dogs." In other words, the wonderful, fantastic things I'm doing, the bread, for the Israelites, the children, are not for you, the dogs. And not all dogs in those days were cute and fluffy cockapoos. They wandered the streets and they were considered to be vermin. Interesting question. Is Jesus testing her faith here, or is he really considering his own options? Was he just intending only to help the Jews originally? That's a subject for another debate. But be that as it may, this woman, this amazing, feisty woman, contradicts him. Just like his own mother did at a wedding in Cana. Maybe that came back to him as this woman kneels before him. Maybe he thinks of that time when his mum tells him that the wedding has run out of wine, and he says, "Woman, my time has not yet come." And his mum effectively says, "Yes, it has." He says to the Canaanite woman, "It's not right to take the children's bread and toss it to the dogs." And she snaps back, "Yes, it is. Even the dogs eat the crumbs that fall from the master's table." She's saying, "Yes, it is. We Gentiles can have some of the Israelites' blessings." And with that answer, Jesus knows that this Canaanite woman really knows who he is. She's already called him Lord, Son of David. He knows that she believes he has the power to heal her daughter. He knows he's been looking for this sort of faith amongst the Jews and has rarely found it. So he says, "Your request is granted." And we're told her daughter was healed at that moment. And it doesn't say this in the Matthew account, but I bet when Jesus said that, he had a massive smile on his face. Jesus shows us in this encounter that his Father's love and salvation are available for everyone. The encounter with the Canaanite woman prepares us for Jesus' great commission in Matthew 28:19-20. "Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I am with you always to the very end of the age." God's love and salvation are available for everyone. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for your acceptors, Lord. Thank you for you bless us, Lord. Bless us with the ability to see others with your eyes. Bless us with welcoming hearts to accept others. May we never forget that you welcome all people. In Jesus' name, amen. So we're going to sing our closing song now. This is called "How Lovely on the Mountains Are the Feet of Him Our God Reigns."
Your King, see I do.
Children have done. Right? It's massive, this. It's, in Donald Trump's words, it's the biggest children's thing that's ever happened. Ever. Oh, it's broken. Oh, you can't see. It's terrible what's going on back there. With a little help from our friends.
Yeah. We've got a bit cut off the other day. Do you hold that there?
I'm doing everything today.
Yeah, so here we go. Here we go. So not all of them have been coloured in because we didn't have as many children this morning. But you can see that they're all shaped, well, actually they're the same shape, but they're all different colours. Some are boys, some are girls, some have got hair, some are like Dave. But we're all different, and that's the wonderful gospel message, that Jesus loves us all, no matter our shape and size and what we've done, he loves us all. So well done, children.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you, and everybody. Thanks for the music group for picking the songs, Susie. If you can stay behind for a coffee or a tea, that'd be great. We'll be brought out to you. So, the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face towards you and give you peace. Amen.